spirit, soul, and body. Everybody has a spirit. There's none who will deny. It is this which keeps us moving, and when it departs, we die. There's one each for each animal, each human, and each fish. Man's returns to God who gave it. God says, not so the rest. Now consider two men lying, prostrated all along. The one is under chloroform, the other's spirit's gone. You could tumble them and pump them, yet they appear the same. But let the chloroform go off, and there is life again. So here we prove the spirit is that which makes us live. When God withdraws it from us, proves control of it is His. Yet there's something makes a different kind of person, you and me. It's the soul, the individual, the personality. The body, as the soul case has aptly been described, partaking food and exercise, and so it is revived. The doctor sees them all alike, with feet, arms, legs, and head. They're turned out by the hundred, black, yellow, white, and red. Everyone is kind of different, individual, we say. Each has a personality. Each sees things his own way. Then, when God speaks to humans, it is not to flesh and bones, and neither yet to spirit, for that is all his own. But when God tells us all have sinned and turned to his own way, he speaks to personalities, the souls of men to save. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, is plainly in God's book. Then Jesus died, the soul to save, for all who to him look. Salvation in the Spirit is God's gift, eternal life. The soul is saved from judgment by looking unto Christ. God have mercy on a sinner, the helpless soul must cry, and Christ will resurrect the body to dwell with him one day. So as Father, Word, and Holy Ghost bear record up above, these three bear witness here on earth, the Spirit, water, blood. I find threefold salvation of a threefold creature here. I praise the God who planned it and rejoice his word to hear.